Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Whenever you're listening to this, we interrupt whatever you're doing. We can't know what that is for our weekly horoscopes.
Or monthly horoscopes, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. We don't do this weekly.
Jesus, you're making a lot of work for us.
I'm trying to expedite this workload, apparently. I don't know. Fuck. Okay. We do this monthly. Welcome, if you're new here. This is for December. Hello. Shalom to the first Thursday in December. Coming at you, tiptoeing into this month a wee bit. And I'm just here to say I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving time, right? We're on mm-hmm. the other side of that, approaching things like Hanukkah and Christmas and whatever the fuck. Before you get into telling us some general themes, Jamie, about mm-hmm. what is happening this December, I just also really needed to bring up some important astrological things that a friend of the show brought to my attention.
Amazing. Thank you. Yes, bring it.
Okay, so we talked about this in a game of FLOTUS, BOTUS, and POTUS on mm-hmm. a regular episode, a non-horoscope episode, and someone had the wherewithal to let me know after we both were like, a Scorpio cannot be president, to tell me that Joe Biden is a Scorpio. And I was like, wait, what? This is also what I want to say is that his birthday was and, you know, continues to be November 20th. So happy belated.
Yeah.
Joseph Biden. But that's very much on the Scorpio Sagittarian cusp because mm-hmm. I think it like technically switches to Sag on the 21st. So I'm holding out for some Sagittarian energy. And I also, just because, you know, this was brought to my attention, I got scared. I have to tell you just a little bit more about just some political future quick. So Joe, thank God, has this potential like Sag, you know, vibe.
Some cusp
on.
Stuff. And we don't know what the rest of his chart is. He might have a bunch of other energy real strong. Like, I don't know.
Well, exactly. That's what I want to say. His Taurus, like, he's a Taurus moon. So I'm like, okay. And he's a Sagittarius rising.
Oh,
for sure.
So there's some heaps of Sagittarian energy.
I feel like there's a lot of Sagittarian energy, which I'm here for. Kamala is a Libra. So I feel like that's good. I'm like, good. I trust the Libras. I trust them in power. They like want to compromise and like, you know, like mm-hmm. bring people
See
together.
All the sides.
They do. That's what they say about the Libras. So I'm rooting for that vibration. And also, I just want to say that I'm wildly affirmed that Elizabeth Warren is a Cancer, but born on the Gemini Cancer cusp. And I'm like, yes, my sister in arms of Gemini Cancer, like vibes. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be looking for the Sagittarian in Joe Biden as he takes office, but I just had to acknowledge, you know, thank you, friend of the show, for reaching out and being like, remember when you were like, I would never want a Scorpio to be president.
And then we literally made it happen. Yeah.
Then we willed it into existence with our votes. Okay. Yep. all of that to say, just a brief political, astrological hot take and an update
just
about
to check
how we,
in. Sometimes
we may not know what we're talking about, but I stan Elizabeth Warren. That's all I'm saying. I can't even.
Oh my God.
You guys. Right? Doesn't that feel right?
It does.
Don't you just, like, I feel good about that. That's what I'll say. Yeah, you know, just listen, let me have what I want and what I need. Anyway, all of that said, let's talk about not the signs of political figures, but instead your signs and the month of December. So Jamie, tell us what's going down this month.
All right, so welcome to December. We're sashaying in on, I'm going to go ahead and say.
Sashay?
But I'm going to say like on that big dick Sagittarian energy. Would you agree that that's
okay.
accurate?
Big dicks in the Sag. Yeah.
Like metaphorically. But a happy birthday to all of the Sages who are many, many of the men in my life. Thank you.
Hopefully my future husband. I keep saying it. I won't marry unless it's a Sagittarius. Okay.
We need to make you a t-shirt or a hat or some kind of, I don't know.
I'm going to steer clear of Sagittarians because I don't want to. I'm feeling very not pro-marriage for myself these days anyway.
And that's fine. But maybe you'll have some kind of Sagittarius friend
business. Maybe I'll just have big dick Sagittarian energy around me and I'm open to that. Okay.
Yeah. You could accumulate a lot of that. So anyway, aside from the sun being in Sagittarius, we'll also get some Sag moon, Venus, Mercury, and other Sag stuff. So kind of maybe a little planetary cluster, meaning that the vibes of exploring new things and just kind of like being our own proactive person will be super strong this December. And this winter break, we get what we want.
And this winter break, we get what we want. And we want Sagittarians.
I delivered that incorrectly, I think. But that's all right. If you've seen A Holiday in the Sun, you might know what we're talking about.
Brianna you Wallace. Might know about Megan Fox's finest role in a Mary-Kate and Ashley film. Go on. Okay. Soundtrack by Weezer. Filmed at Atlantis, made that place look like a fucking trip. Go on.
Soundtrack by Weezer, who is now complaining that they don't connect with their fan base.
I'm like, I mean, you made a movie with the Olsen twins. What else could you need to do?
Enough.
You peaked. They peaked. You did.
So we're also going to have some big time Aquarius energy this month due to Jupiter and Saturn, which are two communication planets, spending some time there in the middle of the month. So, you know, in about, I guess when you're listening to this in like a week or two, expect like some Aquarius vibes. Maybe be a little more thoughtful about humanity. I don't know. See yourself as a piece of something larger. I don't know.
Sounds like advice we could all enjoy.
It is. It's a good thing to do, especially like in prep for the holiday season. I feel like we all need to take a breath and like think about how other people are feeling, especially in these trying times.
These trying fucking times, motherfucker.
Anyway, then we'll
if I hear one more unprecedented, I'm gonna cut a bitch anyway.
Add a little Capricorn in Mercury, and we may actually be communicating responsibly and amicably this holiday season. What?
We keep saying that. When we talked about clear communication last month, I just want to follow up. How do you feel like that went?
So I had a note right here at this point to ask you about that, because this is the second time that we're kind of predicting that in a way that seems like the odds False. Are against us.
I mean, I don't know. Was communication clear? I guess like things played out exactly how people said they were going to, and we were all just like in denial. Like everyone said the whole time, like you're gonna have this like wave of red votes and then the blue votes will come later, but people still panicked. And then everybody said like Donald Trump is gonna refuse to lose the election, and then people panicked when he did. But I was like, we all said,
but
all
no
of
one
these
believed
things were
him
happen.
We did, we knew it was gonna happen. Like people weren't like here for the idea that like somehow he won anyway. And so like the communication of who won.
Well, I mean, some
was
people
clear.
Were here for that, but.
But it wasn't like a majority in a way that I was concerned it might be.
Oh.
Or like a larger portion, not a majority because he lost. But anyway,
know.
Back
some
to
some people out there were really showing us who they were, looking at you, Lindsey Graham. Oh, damn.
Okay. So
every time I hear his voice, I scream.
He is the ugliest man on television.
You know what? Okay. I will. I'm not going to fight that.
Okay. So, and of course, guys, no December is complete without the baby Jesus of the Zodiac rolling in.
Okay.
The Capricorns.
The fucking Capricorns. Fucking Christ. Jesus was not a Capricorn, but like people want
to
say. Okay?
I know. But happy early birthday to you guys, and especially to the perpetually infant Jesus.
Perpetually an infant. Listen.
But I don't know, Capricorn stuff, like we all maybe tighten our wallets right after Christmas. It's to be expected, or the holiday season, whatever you're celebrating. Capricorn energy will help us kind of hoist ourselves out of a financial rut that we may create later this month. So that's cool.
It actually feels so right that like when everyone says they're going to like never spend money again and deny themselves carbs, that it's like the season
Cap
of
time.
Capricorn.
Yep.
It's the most Capricorn 100%. Shit you could do is set those kinds of resolutions.
We're all doing it in a big herd. Anyway, what are some dates we should look for?
Well, let me hit you with some dates. So on the first of this month, you should have felt that Mercury entering Sagittarius. A time for perhaps some communicating, a little bit of optimism. On the 14th, we will see that new moon in Sagittarius, a solar eclipse. This is a time of taking charge of change. Mm. And I do feel like a little bit of
the
a
winds
change,
of change.
Pepperings. Yeah, a little hoisting of change, if you will. I'm really appreciating the verbs you used earlier, just sashaying, hoisting. I'm loving it all.
Yeah, thrusting. I didn't use that one, but we were all thinking it.
We were all thinking about the thrust. Okay, listen, here's some times to thrust into some change mid-month. On the 15th, Venus enters Sagittarius, attracting adventure. You Sagittarians love adventure. On the 17th, Saturn enters Aquarius. That's time for some unconventional duties, perhaps. We know how the Aquarians love the unconventional. Yeah. You, Jamie.
I know. Mm.
On December 19th, Jupiter enters Aquarius. This is a time of luck and freedom. And
I'm gathering
getting
the
planets. Hitched. Mm. We don't know. Okay. And then on December 20th, Mercury enters Capricorn. These are those leadership talks, guys. Beware. On the 22nd,
oh my God, I'm gonna have
sun
one of those. Sorry, go ahead.
Enters Capricorn. This is a time to spotlight the leaders. Those Capricorns are like thrusting themselves into that position,
they
jumping
are
on the podium.
On two legs.
Leadership spotlighting. And then on the 29th of the month, we're gonna have a full moon in Cancer. This is a time for some domestic closures. Maybe just getting your house right before we hit 2021 and you begin
Boxing
the
Day.
Next leg of quarantine when you never leave home. Okay.
When
Boxing Day is
the
26th.
The same. Oh, I just mean thematically Boxing Day, like after the holidays, okay, well, like gathering, you know, everything up, getting rid of it, cleaning your home.
I always thought Boxing Day for a long time when I worked in retail, because I had like never really heard people refer to it until then as Boxing Day. It's just not something I grew up hearing referenced.
Me either.
I'll say that. I thought that it referred, because I was working in retail, to like boxes, like cardboard boxes.
Wait,
and
but
like,
I think it does. It's when you box up everything that like you don't want from the holidays.
Nope. That is not what Boxing Day is about.
I always thought it was about a boxing match, and then someone told me I was wrong.
Let's do a quick debunk on Boxing Day for the listeners. Boxing Day, according to our favorite source, Wikipedia, is a holiday celebrated the day after Christmas Day, thus being the second day of Christmastide. It originated in the United Kingdom and is celebrated in a number of countries that previously formed part of the British Empire. There are competing theories for the origins of the term, none of which is definitive. Well, this is why we're arguing about
this.
Here it is. Truth comes up. The European tradition of giving money and other gifts to those in need or in service positions has been dated to the Middle Ages, but the exact origin is unknown. It is sometimes believed to be in reference to the alms box placed in the narthex of Christian churches to collect donations to the poor. Mm-hmm. And then there's some stuff about Feast of St. Stephen. Shout out to him.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast
looked
of
out,
Stephen.
Looking out. Yeah, well, listen, the people in Britain were collecting these Christmas boxes of money and presents on the first weekday after Christmas as thanks for good service throughout the year. People were doing it. Okay, I feel like what I've determined is we don't know, and there's some part of charity involved, and no one knows.
Competing theories, yes.
But it's not like you put away the decor. That's not what Boxing Day is. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's actually not what I meant, but yes, that's funny. I would like to use it that way, though.
Go ahead. Right on. Righto. Okay. Well, okay. These are the thoughts. We've had some feelings about this. And I guess without further ado, all the jibber jabber aside, let's just get into some actual fucking horoscopes, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm here to start out selfishly, even in this time of giving and Boxing Day tidings, to start with myself and my fellow sweet Geminis, because that's the order that
brand.
It is appearing on my write-up. So we're just going with it. Okay. That's how I do the show. There's an order. Okay. Listen, Geminis, we are perhaps about to observe a significant development in our social life.
Oh.
Listen, from now on, our free time will be absorbed by perhaps new friends and new classes. And I say that to this, I mean, okay, I will believe it when I see it. I don't know who these people or activities of which are being spoken of, but you know, fuck it. That's what people are saying.
New Peloton friends? I don't know.
We can't know. Here's the thing, though. This is a time in which we should not take on too many things on our shoulders, even though we got all this apparent, like, new friendship and classes. I don't know. We can't do everything, and we need to remember that, because That's not rational, okay? It's also a time that we should really be leaning into our sense of humor, which is advice I will always take. It's going to serve us well in our free time, perhaps with all these random new friends and classes, but also a good way to diffuse tension this time of year, which, you know, the holidays we bring it on for all of us. It is a pandemic. It's, you know, things are weird. So here's the thing. Keep a light attitude, sweet gems, with our day-to-day issues and troubles, because even the higher-ups, quote-unquote, in our life, we're going to appreciate this attitude. Maybe it's your matriarchy or patriarchy of your little family. Maybe it's your superiors at work when things get stressful. But listen, keep the light, breathy, breezy attitude, okay? If you're a couple, Gemini, shout out to you. After the first week of the month, whatever kind of emotional, like, turbulence that's been going on in your relationship, there's going to be a shift, and you may feel like perhaps even like a new energy or kind of character to this relationship.
Changes in the wind.
Changes in the wind. I'm saying there's a lot of changes. We're thrusting into them. Okay. But here's the thing. If you feel in these times that you're starting to lack your freedom or independence, it's important that you remind your partner of how important those things are to you. Listen, that may cause some arguments, but when you start to kind of talk about this, your freedom or lack thereof, because of the potential for arguments, do choose your words carefully. Don't say something like better off. You know, it just words we could all enjoy. But this is important because at the end of the day, you got you. You need your freedom and your independence. We do, don't we, sweet Geminis? Also, just of note, December is a time in which you, sweet gems, we could all be a little distracted from perhaps our responsibilities. So make your list, you know, check it twice, whatever it is you need to do, because this could be the kind of time that maybe you forget to make a payment on time. You're so busy hustling into holiday juju that you're forgetting about the water bill. I don't know. So listen, maybe rein in some of that spending. I'm shifting it to you. Don't take advantage of too many sales. We don't want you to fall into being less responsible in your financial matters. This advice that I, Austin Williams, can truly enjoy. So, sweet gems, don't overdo it too much. You know, if you feel any physical or intellectual strain this month, rest. And remember that only a rested and properly regenerated body is able to do all this weird social life we're apparently having. Mm-hmm. But listen, lean into your creativity. And don't forget to argue for your freedom. Okay, who are we talking about next?
Next, I'm going to start with Aries as usual. So, Aries, December is going to be about the little things. As Blink-182 once drilled into our heads, it really
they
is
sure did.
All the small things. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably the right age to know every word of that song. So, sorry or congratulations.
Or at least the opening lines, and then the car goes silent. Like everyone yells at the beginning and then no one knows the verses. I've been there when that's happened.
Or that, sure. But your life might get a little bit complicated this month. Maybe there's a little romance drama happening, perhaps an endless array of work obstacles and irritations. Maybe
hate to see it.
Some persistent hangnails, or maybe probably all of the above. Just like a bunch of little shit that's kind of stacks up. So no one thing is going to take you down, but just like watch out for the straw that might break your back.
Okay. All right. Well, or the many straws.
Or the many straws and hangnails. And I'm sorry about those hangnails. You know, a cream is probably good and you can sleep with gloves on if you have to. It'll really ease the pain of that.
I hate a hangnail.
I know, and just like a series of hangnails. Anyway, so the best way to approach December is going to be one day at a time, one task at a time. Focus on what's right in front of you and doing a good job at your small daily tasks at work and at home. And this is a stressful time. I don't know what industry you're in. I don't know what your family life is like. But in both work and home, holidays can be tough. So, like, remind yourself to stay kind through irritating interactions with both coworkers and loved ones that will inevitably happen this December. Listen, I can't be sure that this is related to the holidays, as I said. But there's a strong chance that it does. And You may also experience in this way some light money stress that is connected to family tension and too many items on your to-do list.
And 'tis the season.
Again, I don't want to say that it's like exactly the right time for that to be happening, but this is classic holiday nonsense. So
Classic.
Do take care of yourself. And remember that you can do a good job at many small things at one time. And that adds up to a whole month of working through a bunch of bullshit and hubbub. And the good news is that your intuition will be super strong this month. So that's something to look forward to. And
love to see it.
Yeah, get you through, weave through these obstacles, finesse. Maybe you'll use that intuition to buy, make, or obtain some, quote, perfect gifts.
We can't know.
I don't know. Or maybe you'll use it to swindle overly gullible religious do-gooders. I can't know. I'm not.
Feels right.
Not certain that you'll use your powers of intuition for good due to your mounting irritations and knowing a few of you through other times when you've been in little things overwhelm. Okay. I'm just going to say, fine. Like, there's some fire going on. It's a little hot. I don't know. The holidays are tough. It's irritating. So watch
your... we don't know your life.
I don't know. But what I am saying is just, like, please watch your irritations with yourself and others. And you will, however, begin to experience some shifts in your personality this month. So that can be a positive thing. Growing pains can, of course, be tough and continue to contribute to potential irritation. But just, like, I don't know, keep your eye on the prize. Like, think about whatever you need to think about to get through, like, one day at a time, truly. Because
one day at a time. Okay.
Because in the end, it will be positive and you are growing. But, like, growing pains suck. And the things you're learning and, like, the patterns of thought that you have. But your thought patterns might be, like, starting to change. And maybe we can attribute some of that to this, like, mid-month Aquarian surge. But just keep an eye peeled for that. Changes in yourself, changes in the way you think about the world. Just keep those eyes peeled right open. Who is next?
Peeled. Next, we're going to shed a little light on the Capricorns, who we talked a little bit of shade about earlier because we could. Listen, sweet Capricorns, there are going to be a lot of activities and duties that you may have to perform. This could be having you feeling a little fatigued, a little tired. That's kind of normal to our point earlier, sweet Jamie, of this kind of wild kind of holiday nonsense, okay? It's maybe a normal workload this time of year. Don't worry about it too much, okay? This too shall pass. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you've had enough of the city noise and, you know, hustle bustle that may be happening around you, now is the time to maybe seek that solitude. If you were thinking about, like, a weekend in the woods or whatever kind of, you know,
remote area,
quiet, remote vibes, you know, okay. Whatever that looks like for you. Okay. Sweet Caps, I'm encouraging you, lean in. It'll be a great opportunity for you to calm down and perhaps take a break from whatever the everyday life are, whatever these duties and things that have you feeling a little stressed, and just a time to recharge your batteries, okay, sweet Caps? Listen, draw from the moments of peace and quiet as much as possible this month for yourself, okay? Seek them out. I really can't say that enough. And I also really encourage you to lean into boundaries, perhaps, if you feel like you need them.
Something we could all do.
Listen, advice we could all enjoy. Perhaps a time to separate yourself from people when you feel inclined. And just because it's like the holiday season, Yuletide, whatever, doesn't mean that's not okay. And honestly, pandemic is a great excuse to isolate. So lean into that. Use what you need. Take what you don't. Okay. And we know you love to hustle, sweet Capricorns. But don't let yourself be forced into hard work that you don't want to take on. Don't overwhelm yourself with responsibilities that you don't need to grab onto.
And don't be a Jesus about it.
Don't be a Jesus about it, Jesus. I can't. And that's really because, honestly, I'm going to own that maybe you're not totally in the best frame to, like, cope with excessive responsibilities right now. And we know you do, like, generally love them, but, like, now is not the time, okay? I would actually encourage you instead to make sure that you have a daily rest in your schedule, especially early on in this month, you know, the 5th, maybe leaning into the 10th of December. Good time to make sure you're penciling that in. In the middle of the month, perhaps something strange may happen to you, sweet Capricorns. Oh, okay. You might meet a person with a very specific sense of humor and a hot heart at the same time. Oh, who's to say? And listen, You may not feel much sympathy for this person at the beginning of this meeting. You might be a little caught off guard and a little just generally reluctant. But as time passes, this perhaps may be a very important person to you who may play an important role in your life, both in terms of love and friendship. Oh, okay. Oh. So don't discourage this person should they appear at the beginning, but just give them a chance. You'll see it shake out, potentially worth it. Okay. And at the end of the month, this would be the time, as December wraps up, to pay a little bit more attention to matters related to your professional career. Perhaps it's review time for you. Whatever it is, you may be feeling a little bit of like problem and stress in this kind of sphere of your life. And that kind of thing is truly going to be based on misunderstandings. So if you're running into that, if it's, you know, any errors in communication, keep a level head and make sure that things are handled properly and get people on the same page, okay? You also, at the end of the month, have an opportunity for some emotions to gain, you know, strength. Perhaps maybe it's romantic, maybe it's familial, maybe it's friendship. Maybe you're just leaning into some deep connection. Odd for you, Capricorns, but I am rooting for it. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, let's keep it on the earth signs and go to Taurus.
Okay, Taurines.
Taurines, I've really come around to you, I have to say. I understand that I
such a change
really let you have it at the beginning of all of this, but I was a little confused about the dates of your sign at the time that I was railing against you, and I think that it was unfair, and so I just would like to formally apologize. But, all right.
Somebody's got to.
December, guys, looks like a bustling holiday season for you. All the trappings of perhaps a holiday romance film. Mm-hmm. Maybe get ready to feel it in your fingers, feel it in your toes. Mm. Sorry, I couldn't not. Because it looks like you'll be, and I don't know how you'll be doing this exactly. Please, like, practice caution however you do, but hosting family, maybe having also a new romance, or perhaps a current romance significantly escalates, maybe a little mistletoe action, if I may. Have you ever be very careful. Have you ever had a mistletoe kiss, can I ask you, co-host?
No, I never have.
Neither have I. And like, it's not something that's like around, like at parties, I feel like, for people our age. So I don't know if anyone our age has ever done that, but
I'm sure people have.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so this is interesting. Taurus, you may, this holiday season, you may take a sentimental journey into your past. And
who isn't this time of year? Go on.
And maybe even have a personal awakening. So I don't know if you're in kind of a Scrooge situation and you'll be visited by a series of ghosts, but
we can't know. A series of ghosts? What is this, a Christmas carol? Okay.
Well, it sounds like it. You're going to take a holiday journey into your past. But this, yeah. Anyway, so you're going to have a little bit of romance. This person who you're having some escalated romance with may join you on this sentimental journey into your past. And seems like just the right time at the holidays. There's a lot of feelings whipping up. You'll definitely be maybe a little softer of heart than usual. So
whip, whip, motherfucker.
Just let it happen. I don't know. Let someone in. Anyway, at the end of the month, around the 27th, say, you will clearly you will clearly feel that your professional ambitions have awakened, which will make you seriously start to wonder if you're actually doing what you should and whether it's your path to how you would define success. Sorry, I struggle with like using the word success in this because it's so personal. Anyway. Mm. This will come at the end of your holidate, if you will.
Holiday. Celebrate. Go on.
So you'll probably have a lot to think about with some romance stuff, sifting through whatever journey you went into your past. And now also thinking that maybe you want to change your line of work is a lot to maybe ponder this December. And it is possible that your ability to host family and manage holiday stress and/or perform well in new ways at work will have something to do with this realization. So like it could be overwhelming and it's a lot, but for some reason, you're going to like have a lot of energy this month. And through this whirlwind of taking care of so many things at once and so many changes, handling new emotions, you might start to convince yourself that you are more capable of all of these things than you ever thought you were before.
Oh, so, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. So maybe like a little bit of like a journey, a tough go of it, but like this is a good thing. And also looks like you'll be pretty healthy. So that's great. Who's next?
Speaking of people with potential career change on the horizon, hello, sweet cancers. Tis you. In your career, it's time for change, okay? That potential promotion that maybe seems like it's just been noodling around in oblivion for a while might gain some new strength and come to fruition, okay? Listen, prepare for potentially a proposal to take upon a senior position if that's been on the table at your job, okay? It's also possible you could get an extremely attractive job offer from someone outside your current professional sphere, okay? Mm-hmm. In the middle of the month, that's the time to start implementing these completely new plans.
It's that Aquarian time.
Both in your professional, it's that Aquarian time, both in your professional and private life, okay? Listen, in the everyday kind of hustle, don't forget about the most important thing, your health. Shout out to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Take care of yourself. Pay attention to your health. Don't overdo it. December also will be a month for you that confirms that work and your efforts really pay off. Okay. Nice. You will be convinced that what you've done so far has not been in vain. I want to shout out to you, sweet cancers, your daily duties, getting into a routine. I encourage it. It's going to help make your life stable right now. And in this way, you are going to build strong foundations that help facilitate the good prospects you're looking for in all areas of your life. Okay? Listen, coupled cancers, you may have been tempted recently within an affair or maybe even kind of some sort of urge to increase the temperature of your feelings if you're in a current relationship, trying to zest it up a little bit. You've been feeling a little restless and bored and like maybe thinking about stepping out. We see you. But you're going to be feeling better this month, which we like. And in addition to kind of success in the matters of the heart and home, all of that is going to be making you just generally feel more optimistic about your life.
This is
okay?
Great. Yes.
Here's the thing, sweet cancers. You're the only one I'm going to say this to. Go shopping. I'm telling you, you're the only one.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you to enjoy the sales, but like shop small, you know? And that
for sure.
Shop small advice is something we can truly all enjoy.
Indeed.
Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's move into Leos. All right. Guys, I'm sorry. It's not all bad, I promise. But
okay.
December will apparently be neither successful nor happy as defined by you. A lot of patience will be useful because many events that take place will perhaps be stressful and you might be easily thrown off kilter. You may feel your temper kind of boiling.
Helter skelter.
Patience hanging by a chad. I don't know.
Hanging chads!
I had to. It's right after the election. Sorry. Anyway, make a serious effort to invite kind and socially lubricating people into your holidays.
Lubricant.
Yeah, like
lube.
You might be feeling like a little prickly. I don't know if you're like a little overworked, you're just like stressed out by like the feeling of virtual hangs. I don't know, but like
you're the Grinch this season.
I like that jingle.
Thank you.
So since you're the Grinch this season, dear Leos, it would be a great idea for you to invite like perhaps your most like gregarious, agreeable, jolly friend to the Zoom hang or like whatever you're doing. Because they'll talk a lot and other people won't have to talk as much and maybe it'll be a more relaxing environment. Anyway, you'll appreciate
Geminis.
These people's presence and it's going to take a lot of the real or perceived pressure off of you. You don't have to be like totally in charge of these gatherings.
And Geminis.
These Gemini individuals can also
go on, yes? Uh-huh.
Help you when your plans or literal shit hits the fan. And
fecal matter.
Apparently apparently the fecal matter will really be up in the fans in the coming weeks. So the first days of December will be marked by a confrontation with one of your colleagues.
Oh, not a Gemini. Okay.
It will spark among you a bit of unrest. Like, so all your coworkers would be like, people are unrestfully whispering.
Civil disobedience.
Exactly. But if you show your creativity and brilliance, you will come out unscathed, even if, like, maybe you were talking shit also underneath. Nobody has to know. In December, it's possible that you will argue with your partner or roommate if you have one. Mm. So, like, the person that you cohabitate with, which could... Seriously, watch out, because it could potentially even lead to maybe a parting of ways, a moving out. So again, like, try to keep your fire under control. Maybe surround yourself with some air signs, water signs, honestly, earth signs, truly. Just maybe don't hang out with an Aries who might throw more gas on your fire.
They might be a bitch.
They might. So to avoid this unpleasant event with your person who you live with.
Aries!
Just really going to need to try to not provoke the situation. Find a level-headed friend, as I mentioned, and just, like, wait it out, because something's going on astrologically, perhaps, for both of you, and it's a little too hot right now. So wait a minute. Talk about it later. Maybe the holidays are really hard on them, and they just need a beat. But the end of the month... Here's a slight breath of fresh air. We'll be marked by many, many explanations.
Oh.
For the first time in a long time, you will start to feel that something is shifting to go your way. And honestly, guys, like, let's please not be dramatic, though, because, like, you get, like, best month superlative all the time. You're always finding ways to, like, have new friends or projects or money.
Make,
like,
money.
Just, like, finding money. Yeah. So, I get it. It's been a tough 3 weeks, but, like, you don't need to, like, macroize this. Anyway.
We know how you do, Leos.
We do. So a good streak is coming, because it's, like, your thing. Like, you live in a Mario star most of the time. Mm-hmm. But right now you're going to have to, like, just grit your teeth a little bit. And despite, like, work being bullshit and, like, people whispering about stuff, you honestly have, at toward the end of the month, the best chance of being appreciated by your superiors in a while. So there's a little astrological career opening for you if you want it. And the key to that is just going to remember to keep your hands clean at work with whatever this, like, interpersonal drama that you'll actually be a part of, but maybe give the impression of being innocent of at work. So play these cards right, and you may see a little raise, maybe a promotion, or maybe just some appreciation of your talents. It could be on the horizon, but, like, just don't fucking talk a bunch of shit about people. Anyway, who is next?
Speaking of Leos, you may be making a special guest appearance in the life of a Libra this month. Listen, sweet Libras, there is someone who wants to get to know you. They're going to be paying attention, okay? And there are going to be plenty of occasions for romantic or perhaps interesting meetings, hopefully in a safe way. And this person may in fact be a Leo, may in fact be an Aquarius. We can't know.
I'm over here, guys.
For sure. Okay. Hey. Listen, all in all, Libras, you are going to be in a better mood this month. You're not going to lack strength or energy. And that kind of love for adventure that you often possess, you're really going to be feeling it, okay? You've got it back, all right? Now would be a useful time for you, sweet Libras, to make that phone call to someone maybe you haven't been in contact with for a long time. Maybe you've been waiting on this, noodling about it, thinking about it. Now's the time. I'm telling you, go for it, okay? You need to take care of your friends this month. The old ones in particular, because they may play some of the most important or significant roles in your future endeavors in the upcoming months. Dare I say that your oldest friends may be, quote unquote, the most useful right now, okay? Mm-hmm. There are going to be plenty of opportunities for dating for you, Libra. So, you know what? Okay.
Like, but what's also, new, though?
Listen, lots of social events and other types of entertainment. I don't know how you're doing this, but be fucking careful, okay? Yeah. All in all, you're not going to be bored. And in the middle of the month, now is that time to start an important project, okay? That's when you're going to have the best chances for success, especially if this is something you've been working on for a long time. If you're looking for like the appropriate launch time, middle of the month seems pretty desirable. Okay. Unfortunately, I do have to say that, you know, some personal and family members may start to interfere with whatever you've got going on professionally.
Uh-oh.
Work is not going to be lacking, and you're not going to be complaining about boredom by any means in your professional sphere right now. But don't forget that maybe your family has some needs, and perhaps it is a time that you, sweet Libras, need to be reminded that your family matters may be more important than the matters at hand related to work. If you lose sight of this, there could be some conflict. So take my warning. Okay. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Before we talk about the Aquarians, my people, I would just like to shout out that I loved the show Family Matters. You just said Family Matters, and I just...
You know, that's based in Chicago. Go on.
Yeah, great show. Anyway.
Shout out to the Midwest. Okay.
Aquarians, at the beginning of December, the planets are aligning in a special way for us. Apparently, there will be a lot of activity having to do with investments. And I am not an astrologer, as I've mentioned many times, but I'll take it. And this will be our window to December success, if you will, in projects, work, finance, etc. These kind of firmer areas of our life.
Sure.
We have an even further increased chance of success in this special window if we pair up with a loved one, particularly an Aries, Leo, or Scorpions could be our best our best partners in crime at this time. And what I'm hearing from this really is that it's time for another get-rich-quick scheme with my Starbucks.
That would be what you heard.
And the mention of a Leo being a good partner, I know that my friend who ran that Starbucks con is a Leo, and so I'm wondering if maybe I should give her a call and see if she's got any, you know, any plans cooking. We could execute this first week of December because it's a good time. Anyway, so if you have a special friend that you love to run, not a con, but a fun little rig with, it could be a good time. Around the 18th, we will have the opportunity to have a very frank and long time coming conversation with a coworker about some kind of work thing that's been annoying or troubling.
Okay.
So maybe you've like something happened a while ago and it's like been festering a little bit or just kind of building up. It's going to come to a head a little bit. And this may be a hard conversation for us to gear up toward. And I know like me personally, like I'm anxious and avoidant like many air signs. And So, you know, the anticipation of the conversation is really the hardest part. So when it actually happens, though, we're going to be shocked at how easy the conversation turns out to be. This person,
oh, that's great.
Absolutely. So this person that we have to bring this information to or have like whatever kind of like small confrontation with is going to be much more understanding than we anticipated. They may even already know what we're going to talk to them about. And what I take from this is that maybe we can learn to not be so nervous about this kind of thing all the time going forward. Maybe.
Well, Jamie, if there's something you need to tell me, if you'd like to get it off your chest now, you just let me know.
I'm all right. I'm all right. Thank you, though. But we'll have the opportunity to expand our activities, but we'll have to be careful not to overextend ourselves.
Okay.
It is Corona Christmas, after all, Corona holidays. Mm. So let's remember that things are rougher than we realize because we're all kind of numbing out for a lot of the time. I think like later we'll actually realize like how difficult this holiday season actually was when we have some distance. So while we are expanding our activities and trying to stimulate our brains in this time where maybe nothing seems really like new or fresh or exciting, just lean into the people around you if we can, but also like take breaks, even though that feels weird because it feels like maybe being in your home feels like a break all the time. I don't know. Feels like that for me sometimes, but then I'm like, oh, actually, no, I haven't taken a break for days, but I've just been in my pajamas. So that's tough to know.
Relatable.
Yes. So Aquarians, yes, expand your activities, but like let that be like games, puzzles, or like weaving or something. Like not like a super labor intensive or like intellectually heavy thing, because we do need a break, even though we feel like maybe we don't need a break right now. And lastly, speaking of overextending, we will need
to watch
out for people this December who might try to say, I don't know, take advantage of our generosity and work ethic. So if someone is making you feel like wrung out, maybe reevaluate what your agreement or expectations with that person are. And that's advice for everyone, truly.
I mean, advice we can truly all enjoy.
And who is next?
Before I talk about the Virgos, I would just like to call out the fact that the location of the Family Matters house is about a 15-minute drive from where I live in Chicago, but that they tore down like the actual iconic Family Matters house and replaced it. Well, we could, and the address is there, and the house next door that would have been in the frame looks exactly the same, which actually is a very kind of iconic window.
Mm-hmm.
But, they replaced it with some kind of ugly condos, so fuck you,
people who develop
properties and ruined Family Matters for the rest of us. Anyway, we're here to talk about the Virgos. Virgos, you like the sweet Geminis. I would encourage you to perhaps use a little humor this month, okay? This is super important because the difficulties of everyday problems, perhaps related to work or relations with a partner, other household members, are going to be way easier to bear if you cannot take shit so seriously this month and laugh kind of through it, okay? Listen, I'm going to call a spade. There will still be problems that will be unavoidable this month. Welcome, okay? This is life.
Mm-hmm.
They will mainly deal with your social relationships, so plan any meetings carefully, choose your words wisely, tread with a little bit of caution around that if something feels off, honor the other person's feelings. That said, I also encourage you to pay attention to what you say this month and who you confide in, okay? That is advice we can truly all enjoy all the time.
Yep, yep.
Pay attention to what you say and who you say it to. Okay, listen. In the background this month, sweet Virgos, put away any longer trips that maybe you've been thinking about, especially if they're related to professional work. Who would be traveling for work right now? I don't know, but probably some of you. Okay, listen. In December, the stars are here to tell you that these trips are not needed. Protect yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay. From the middle of the month, some things will take maybe an unexpected turn for you. This may happen because of some of your own impulsiveness. Oh. Try to, and I cannot stress this enough, calm down. Okay, all sweet right. Virgos. Make sure that any kind of volatile or brash reactions that you may have do not become a decision-making element.
Oh.
Okay? Take your emotions perhaps out of some of those circumstances this month. It will be better for you and better for those around you. After all, maybe there's a certain undertaking that you've been sitting on for some time, okay? You're another one who's maybe got a little project on the back burner, okay? That secret quarantine side hustle, we can't know. Listen, now for you as well is a good time to make those small steps forward. Don't hesitate. Now's the time. The iron is hot. Go ahead and just forge ahead. Okay. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, let's talk about the sweet Pisces. Pisces?
Okay.
Pisces.
Pisces. Pisces. Sa, sa, sa.
That's the plural. So... Yeah. Pisces, December needs to be about inner balance, and November seemed like maybe it was kind of a rough month for you guys, and you're going to need to take a breath and just kind of recalibrate. If possible, get outside the city, fresh air, sun, body movement, etc. is going to really help you get your head together. And maybe you can't leave your city, but like maybe you could exercise a little more or go out in your yard more frequently. I don't know. Like these kinds of things that make you feel like an alive person, do them.
Sure.
Professionally, you will feel some progress, momentum picking up, and this probably is going to feel like it's been a long time coming. For the last few months, you may have been taking courses or like developing a professional skill, maybe like traveling or laying professional plans. There's been some like you've done some back work for sure. And if you've recently started a business or a hustle, December is going to be the time when things start to happen. You'll finally see some progress. You're also, though, going to need some Capricorn and Cancers around you to ensure your success. So if you're able to hire or collab with a couple of those, you know, tap tappers, hooves and claws, do that.
Tap, tap.
And emotionally, this is, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, but emotionally, I feel like something is like whack for you guys. I can't find a complete through line because I am not an astrologer, but I have noticed a pattern in the last 6 months or so that when I do these Pisces readings, there's like something that you're not dealing with, or like you're withdrawing from people, or like exclusively engaging in short-term relationships. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it feels like I want you to be okay, and maybe you should take some time to be emotionally reflective and honest with yourself. And maybe also if you have a partner, they need some extra reassurance and attention right now due to your ongoing emotional whackness, for lack of better terminology.
Well, someone's got to be whack.
Someone has to. And right now it has been you, but that's okay. And I'm sorry for however that feels. Anyway, good news is physical health will be good as long as you take care of yourself. If you have a chronic illness or are maybe prone to getting sick, this is especially true. You may want to rest up while you can before holiday craziness. And looking forward in your horoscope, what is likely to be a very, very busy January. So,
well,
no illnesses, you know, coming your way, looks like, but definitely still be accountable about it. And who's next?
We've come to the time of sweet superlatives.
Oh, that's right.
And I am here and sorry to bring you who's having the worst month ever. And I feel particularly shitty about this because it is, in fact, your season, sweet Sagittarians.
Guys, we're sorry.
But I would like to... I mean, super sorry, but I also want to preface this with, like, I don't feel like anybody, I feel like everybody's having, like, normal holiday problems this month.
Nothing. It's 100% that, yes.
Nothing's too, too wild, but let me break it down. Listen, sweet Sagges, in this worst month ever, there are going to be some unexpected turns in your life, maybe some unexpected events, okay? Obligations you have, going to prove to be a challenge. I want to say that you really can manage everything if you want to, but that it's like gonna take some effort, okay? Mm-hmm. So just buckle up, motherfucker. Okay. It is quite possible that you're gonna have to give up something you really care about because of your work, okay? If you're trying to figure out if that's gonna be worth it or not, maybe consider this a sign if you want to, that maybe it will be worth it. I know it's hard. It's hard to say goodbye to things. Nobody likes an ending. I will say on a maybe more positive note, this could be the time to apply for that raise or, you know, throw your hat in the ring for work, but it also may be, you know, what's proving to be a challenge and what's taking some effort from you right now and what's forcing you to compromise. So a double-edged sword, if you will.
Yes.
That said, if you are looking for some positive things in your life and turning over some rocks, this is a time to maybe rely on others, okay? Other people's advice, other people's resourcefulness. If someone wants to give you advice, now would be a good time to listen. You could use it. Okay. You're going to see for yourself that it could, in fact, be valuable, whatever they're throwing out. So now's not a bad time to seek a little bit of help. If you are coupled, sweet Sag, your relationship has been turbulent. Okay. Ooh. Maybe saying that there have been numerous quarrels is perhaps even an understatement. We can't know. I do have to say that this situation has the ability to change, to be completely different, but it's going to be super important and reliant on you, sweet Sages, that you allow there to be space for perhaps this forgotten harmony or peace. So don't hold a grudge about previous dynamics. Shit is so tough right now and people are doing their best. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. At the end of this month, I'm going to be honest, be prepared for problems that will be based on some old conflicts. This could either be personal or professional or both. The best advice we can say is to keep calm and act professionally if it's a work thing, you know, with empathy in your personal life. But yeah, I'm going to own it. We're testing your patience a little bit this month. Okay. All of that said, I don't know. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry. Yeah. here we are. Jamie, who's having the best month ever?
Well, you know who you are if you're listening. And even if you're not one of them, you probably know. It is the Scorpios. And congratulations, guys.
Fucking A.
I can't wait
this
to pair up with
hell.
You later. This is. And I do sometimes enjoy that. But here they come. They also tap. Anyway, do you feel that tingling, guys? That electricity rippling just beneath your exoskeletons? That is good fortune coming your way this December. And you had a really shitty birthday, I think. And we forgot about you and we apologize. But I don't know if that did it justice.
I don't apologize.
So congratulations on a lot of fortune. You may have been feeling a little chip on your shoulder professionally recently in previous months. Maybe you made some big saves at work earlier this year and someone else got the credit. Or maybe you're making Corona sacrifices like all of us and just waiting to hear one goddamn fucking thank you from a supervisor. I don't know.
Okay, well,
what
we can't know.
The grievance is. But all of that pressure, all of that resentment, all of those deep, dark feelings, know that you'll soon be getting some long-deserved recognition. And it's going to feel really fucking good. So also trust that the recognition is genuine and let it feel good. Because for whatever reason, you might have a propensity this month to like not believe good things that people are saying to you. And
you're a Scorpio. That's how you act.
Yeah, we know you like have a tendency to question others' motives. Exactly. But please know that like this is legit. Like all of this praise is going to be totally honest. And to make it even better, your intuition is going to be on point this month. No confusion about that. You can afford to take some risks as long as you keep listening to your gut. Trust yourself, but also don't get cocky because you're still going to need to proceed with caution.
You're so cocky. So cocky.
I know, but they can check it. And they'll be intuitive, and so that will help. But you'll also, like, again, know that you'll need to approach problem solving. Like, while you'll be equipped with your new found intuition, you'll also have to, like, execute this risk-taking with what I'll say is Bobby Fischer-level calculation and precision.
Bobby Fischer, where is he?
I don't know. But you can do it. You can do it. You just have to, like, trust your gut and not, like, get confused about other people's motives in your head because that will trip you up. But in health, things are looking good, both physically and emotionally.
In health and in hell, where we know you dwell.
But they like it there, so it's fine. And looks like you guys are going to be emotionally healthy and happy and physically in good shape. And that could be the biggest win of all as we roll into a holiday season in Corona times. So, sweet Scorpios, if you can, I'll say keep on fucking.
Ugh. And on that note, bye!
Bye!
You can find us, as always, with your horoscopes and political astrological tapes, as always, on the internet.
That feels weirdly dangerous.
Well, listen, people are coming in hot about these Joe Biden Scorpios. I don't know. You know what? I'll take this being a good month for Scorpios if it only means Joe Biden
was
a good month.
Yeah, that was
Here's to only... Good night to all Scorpios except Joe Biden. Anyway, you can let us know on the internet via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyareyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. I'm here for your hot, astrologically charged political takes.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.